I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. More than 50 churches were banned from gathering in India's Madhya Pradesh state last week. The ban came as a result of pressure from the VHP and other Hindu nationalist groups. Christians in India continue to be targeted by nationalist and religious extremist groups. And with Christmas approaching, India's believers are bracing for more persecution. Eric with Mission India says,
it is a time that around the world, I believe Christians see an increase of persecution because it is the holiday for Christians, that and Easter. And people know that, and people don't like that some people are Christian and celebrating the birth of Jesus. And so they want to deter that as much as possible.
Pray for India's believers who are suffering from persecution, that they'd be encouraged and find community in the body of Christ this Christmas. And deaf teams in El Salvador are back to work in person following pandemic lockdowns earlier this year. With support from Wycliffe USA and a local church, deaf believers are translating God's word into their native sign language. Now, most of the deaf in El Salvador don't identify with a religion. In order to grow in their faith and knowledge of Jesus, they need scripture in Salvadoran sign language. So pray for the health and safety of the translation team as they press forward with this important task. Wycliffe USA's Andy Keener says,
when hearing people learn to read and write, we sound things out. Deaf people typically are not learning to speak as a child because they don't hear things. When reading is presented to them, it's a language that they don't understand. The first language that deaf people tend to wrap their minds around is a sign language. They tend to be much more comfortable in the sign language that is their heart language.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional for women written by women, and it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.